Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is November the 7th, 2021. And I have the honor to have Roxanne on with me and also Professor Joel. And we're going to have a very interesting conversation for about an hour, and we're going to touch on Satanism and Christ. And we're going to talk on dispensationalism, the fallen angels, the aliens they're known as, and what they're doing to mankind right now and the destruction of our final days here on the planet. We're going to give you some of our opinions of things. With that said, I welcome you, Roxanne. How are you, and how are you, Joel?
Thank you, Stu. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I'll tell you, I'd like to, the fallen angels folks have been around the planet for thousands and thousands of years since the beginning of time. But where they made contact with mankind, you go back to pyramids, you can see the flying saucers on the inside of the pyramids. I've seen a picture of it where someone went to those pyramids over in Egypt. And so they've been around for a long time, and they have the technology, basically. Remember, they were in heaven. They knew what was going on, and they're running around the planet, I found out, about 15 years ago, running around trying to find out all the minerals when they found out there was a Bible code that some Jewish scientists came up with that, wow, look here, 911's identified, Kennedy's murder was identified, certain dates are identified, certain things are in there. Well, they found out either it's in Psalms or Proverbs, the middle book of the Bible, there's 149 minerals in there that they're after. Now, the last time I heard from a U.S. scientist, Ed Slade, who worked at Papoose Lake, who was an alien scientist. He answered directly to Rothschild. He's the guy that was credited for putting the modular on the moon. He told me that they were up to about 32 or 33 in the element range. And they found out there's a bunch of elements out there in the desert where you're at, Joe, down there in Arizona, yeah, in Nevada, and they're still hunting them. And they're trying to use the Bible code to do it with. They even got them named. Now, taking an example, I don't know whether 118 is on the element chart yet or not, but it's called Napoleon, top secret. It's what they made the flying saucers out of in 1952 to 1959. It was John Lear jets, because his son, John the test pilot, CIA pilot in Vietnam, is a good friend of mine. He lives in Vegas. He told me they built 150 saucers. His dad did in secret for the government. Now, that was 1952, folks. And Ed Slade told me the technology so far advanced, he fused element 115, new metal, 116, 117, 118 together, and he was ordered by the aliens to take it down and meet another alien at the pyramid north of Mexico City, and he did. And he said, normally in the summertime, he said, that time of day, it was like 4 o'clock or something. He said, the place is busy, nobody around. This guy stands about 7'6" tall, Nordic looking, which he, the others, he worked around at the Papoose Lake out by Groom Lake. As he said, a lot of them looked that way. Others looked really weird. But here was the point. He said he had fused this, done exactly the way they wanted, took it down a leather bag, and the guy walks up to him. He says, you must be Ed Slade. He says, yes, you must be so-and-so. He says, yes. He said, stood 7'6" tall. He says, did you bring me what you made me? He says, yeah, right here. And he says, well, let me see it. And he held it. And he says, now take it out there and set it down 50 yards. And he did. And he says, now come back here and I'll show you what you made me. So he comes back. He says, now turn around. He says, look over there. He looks out there and all of a sudden it turned into a flying saucer. And he said, how'd you do that? He said, I thought it in a flying saucer. He says, now close your eyes, Ed. You start thinking in a flying saucer. He says, I can't do that. He says, yeah, you can. He says, close your eyes, start thinking. So he's thinking, trying to make an inflowing saucer. He said, Ed, you need to look over here to your left. You're looking to your right too far. Come back over here. Do this, do that, do that. He says, oh, Ed, now open your eyes and look at what you made. What he was doing is reading his mind. This was a fallen angel reading his mind. But what did this fallen angel need that toy for? Wow, carried around a little leather bag. He's got his flying saucer to get off the planet with or go any place he wants to go. I wouldn't mind having one of those toys. But with that said, I know a few things. Now, Roxanne knows a heck of a lot. Joe knows a heck of a lot. We're going to try to bring this alien connection in to being the fallen angels, where there's 200,000 of these things, according to Super Spook Otis Johnson, 007, told me, NSA, worked for General Flynn, told me there were 200,000 of them registered with the National Security Agency under the alien agreement. And he said there's 10 million cloned, plus, he said, I believe they went to 20, maybe even 30 million out of Hope, Arkansas. With that said, Roxanne, where are we at?
That's a very good question. I don't know a tenth of what I'm sure Joel and you both know about the specifically about the fallen angels. Other than I know that, like Lucifer, they can take whatever form they want to take, and that per Lucifer's aliens from space agenda that he devised, he's got many different agendas against humanity. And this is when they first tested, I believe, in 1939 when they ran the metal bloodline H.G. Wells, Luciferian bloodline H.G. Wells radio program, War of the Worlds. And so many of God's humanity fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. So they realized, wait a minute, this could work, you know, and they started their secret space program, and they've already been underway, I don't know, a top secret space program that William Cooper speaks about in his Don't Behold the Pale Horse and many other of his symposiums. And so they've been pouring, I believe, at the beginning, probably billions and then hundreds of billions and now trillions, and there's no telling how much of our taxpayer and black ops money they've been secretly pouring into that top secret space program, building ships that are like a mile, 2 miles wide that has to match what they're coming up with via their CGI technology and their Hollywood movies in order for us to believe it or we won't believe it.
I know this, Roxanne, the Aurora project, it looks like the blue light special. Certain places where they landed goes 36,000 miles an hour.
Well, I'm
and
not
it shape shifts.
Well, we know they have maglev trains under the earth that can get you across the entire continent in under 3 hours. So, you know, that's no surprise to me.
Well, yeah.
And also, they can go through portals to get to any place in the universe. They don't need spaceships to travel to the universe. They know the portals because Lucifer shows them the portals.
Space-time continuum.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, they're very busy trying to, the Patriots are trying to close up all these portals like in CERN, which was really created for that, to open portals to very malevolent entities and unleash them upon the world. And that's what CERN is all about. And even you see all these groups of creeps walking around in black robes with pentagrams on them. I mean, what the hell are they doing there? And you know, walking around with pentagrams on them. They're not scientists, obviously, you know. And so they're building one that's even bigger in China right now, which is also the Luciferian bloodline in China. They're from every ethnicity in this world. I mean, they're all over the place. And this bloodline is everywhere. We can't see it. We think they're part of humanity, and they're not. They're not part of humanity. Eventually, some that can break free, that have the courage to break free of Luciferian iron grip, of pedophilia and all the things they use to control them, adrenochrome, chromochrome, et cetera, then they turn to the one truth. And God is the only one who knows who they truly are, but I fear they're the minority, not the majority. But they do become part of humanity when that's the case. But anyway, they are a competing race. They're not part of humanity.
And they are in control of about 95% of the world's economy right now. And there's 400 of them, 400 men doing this. For the 12 disciples of Satan, I call them, and the one for controls China is Patrick Wu, by the way. Patrick Wu.
Yeah.
He likes to live in Dallas.
They have to be in control over us. They have to be in positions of elitism over God's humanity, and they knew this early on in history. And why I believe they supplanted true royal bloodlines and either killed them or banished them from their countries or whatever. And then it's God themselves that's been the positions of pharaohs, emperors, kings, and queens. I mean, I'm sure they're the ones who coined the phrase serf and peasant, you know. They had to start building their fortunes on the back of God's humanity early on in history, and they've been doing it ever since. And they will not allow humanity to ever reach those heights of uber elitism in the world. And I mean, they had to corrupt everything from the local, state, to federal level here in America, and similarly throughout the entire world. When I first realized what was going on, I couldn't quite grasp that it would be so far-reaching. I'm kind of dozing in my chair one day, and it's a beautiful day, I had the back door open, and I'm starting to have a dreaming, and I see this map in front of me, like one of those virtual maps you see in the movies, you know, you can move things around on it or whatever. And the entire map of the world is in front of me, and the whole map is red with satanic pedophilia. Every single square inch of the map is red with satanic pedophilia. And then I felt a presence looming over me. I could feel its breath on me, and it smelled like the bowels of the earth. And it was baphomet. reading my mind. I could always tell when this thing is reading my mind as a child to the present day, and I knew it was reading my mind, trying to see what I knew, and I didn't know a tenth of what I know now. And it walked out the door. I could hear his hooves clopping out the door, you know.
I had him in my bedroom in 1984 when I was married to witch doctor. And I said, I closed my eyes, said, in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ, I command you out of here now, Satan. I heard this whirlwind and a big bang. The front doors were off the hinges.
Wow. I've been using that phrase. Actually, I had some strange entity come in the other night, and I used that phrase. And I got a real shocked look in his eyes, and poof, disappeared. Kind of looked like the Grim Reaper, actually, but I don't think it was him.
But go ahead, Roxanne.
Yeah, it's been going on for years. I mean, he was plaguing me as a kid. I remember that. I would wake up frightened. I didn't know why. And I could always tell he was reading my mind, trying to seduce me, trying to separate me from God. I just knew that. I thought everybody knew that, you know, and I forgot about it. It went along with my life. I never thought about it again until God saved my life and started bringing me along and showing me things, teaching me things, you know, and placing things in my mind that my research would confirm time and time again. And so that's how I know what I know. I mean, it's God, not me. I'm just a vessel. I'm a conduit, but this is what we all are supposed to be for God. That's our purpose here. And, of course, they don't want us to know that we have these powers. They don't want us to ascend to where we're supposed to ascend. And so they've been hiding the Book of Enoch. They've been hiding the Book of Sarah. They've been hiding religious artifacts and knowledge of what we should know because, you know, they don't want us to realize how powerful we are. They know we are so much superior to them, they cannot see straight. This is what drives them. This is their driving force. Their commonality is their bloodline, but their driving force is their malevolent, all fire burning hatred of God's humanity, their envy of our DNA, their envy of our immune system, which is their focus in everything they do. They hate us, and they don't want us to ascend, and they don't want us to succeed, and that's why they must be in powers, positions of elitism over us in every way in this world, at every level of this world. That's the case. And it's done early on. They're in our school system. They're studying us. They're watching us. They're getting MKUltra mind control sessions every day of their lives. They have Luciferian handlers. Again, Lucifer can't leave anything to chance because there's nothing to recommend worshiping Lucifer. Lucifer can't create anything. And he's promised them his progeny that are dual sex. He's told them, oh, you will be dual sex gods upon the earth and will have three lives. Well, those three lives are clone lives. They're not real lives, you know. They've been cloning from God knows how long.
Well, since the 40s, if we're aware of that, Nazi Germany was doing it. But Hope, Arkansas has been doing it since 1948 for our government. Those were
is that
lives.
Right? Wow. Yeah.
Over 10 million been cloned. I think the Aspen Institute is what the name of the place was where they were transferring kids into Colorado up there, and or it was across from the Aspen Institute, excuse me. It was across the street to the northeast corner. There's a big long building over there, and they were transporting kids in their experiment on doing something, but those were Nazi cloned scientists. They were cloned out of Hope, Arkansas.
Wow, nothing surprises me. It would take a lot to surprise me.
Joe.
Yeah.
You're an expert on dispensationalism. You're kind of an expert, really an expert on this Nazi connection with the fallen angels, and we're a lot of this, and even back to the beginning of time, like Roxanne is. And so I want you to put your two cents in, but you've chased them many times in prayer, doing a lot of prayer against them. And, of course, now it's payback time to everybody that's been trying to stand in the gap, should we say, for humanity, Roxanne, yourself, myself. We're all being targeted now. This is pretty much true.
Yeah, they won't win. They won't win.
Joe?
That's all they got. They're going down.
Well, we have to be careful here on you, Stu, myself. We have to be very careful about what we say because they're very powerful. And I've met George Herbert Walker Bush 4 times in the astral field. 4 times. And he's very powerful. And he can put things into your mind and you have no control. Luckily, I was, spared, but they have such power. They can put something into your head and make you say something that you don't mean. They have that power because it was done on me, but luckily, I was able to not to succumb to it. So you have to focus on what's happening right now for the takedown of what we call Western civilization. And they're lying. They are lying about the number of people that have died from the shot.
They're trying to say 750,000 have died from the virus.
No, 2 million.
Those were the numbers this morning they're trying to say. They're trying to say 80% of the people have been vaccinated.
They are lying. There's upward 200 million, or not 200, but 2 million plus.
Death.
The hospitals are absolutely flooded with people who say they have COVID, but what they are is that they are people who have gotten the jab.
And especially young people and young boys are being very adversely affected.
Now, so many of these people that are in the hospital right now, Joe, were jabbed around the February, March timeframe. Right
now, those people, the one to listen to is Dr. Merkowitz and Dr. Tenpenny. Those are the guys to listen to.
Yes. I love Tenpenny.
Because they'll tell you the truth. Because the propaganda machine is, this. What people can't get into their heads. Why is it that since last January, 1.7 million illegals have come in through the southern border, and not one of them has gotten jabbed?
That's a very good question.
Why? Why
they want them to take over.
Why is it that very few of the blacks have taken the jab and very few of the Hispanics have taken the jab? Now, let me tell you something. Now, this is where we get down to some hardcore facts, and you have to get the right ones to make it work. For 2017, there were 750,000 attacks of black on white. That means where they get beat to a pulp. There were 56,000 white attack on black. There were 420,000 Hispanic attacks on white and 100,000 white attacks on Hispanics. And black on black is off the chart. Black on black is off the chart. At any one time when you have, like in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where you have the riots, only 17% of the blacks participate in the riot. What do those facts mean? What is the one thing that you are seeing on all of the mass main media, NBC, CBS? What is it that they are saying consistently? Right out, they don't hide it. The white man must be eliminated from the earth. It's not my words. They've said it. And that's not a racist statement. But yet the white man is accused of being a racist. What does this mean? And the very same thing is going on in Europe. In Malmo, Sweden, it's been taken over by the Muslims. Every weekend, 200 cars are burnt up, and there are grenade attacks by the Muslim on whites. Grenades and full automatic weapons. What does this mean? You never hear about it in the news. What's going on here? What does this mean? How does this relate to the fallen angel aliens? And Stu's good friend, Preston James, gave an outline, beautifully done, 5 years ago on the adversary. And who is it and who it is not? What's going on here? I've given you hardcore facts. Those hardcore facts come out of the Department of Justice. And it has increased 1.7 million Hispanics have come through the border. And if you want to really know what's going down on the border, because it's part of the program to take down the white man of this country. Why?
Oh, yeah. They have big plans to do a lot of things like that. This is what they're all about. I don't believe they will succeed. I believe God's in charge, not them. And they want us to believe this. They want us to be in fear. They want our being out. It's a foregone conclusion. I don't believe it is a foregone conclusion.
It's not an idea of they're going to be taken down, whatever. I don't mean to discourage people. But the point of it is you have to first deal with hardcore facts.
Oh, yeah, it's true. I mean, I realize what they're up to. I realize what they want to do. They've got all kinds of plans for us. I'm well aware. And they're very desperate right now. And they're doing everything they can under the sun that can possibly crow at us. It's not that they just will not succeed at this time in history. They will not win. Now, it'll be incumbent upon us going forward to turn this all around once God has his victory. Then we will have to do the hard work. Then we will have to be vigilant and ever attentive to all of these things that they are trying to stir up in humanity. They're dividing, conquer, attacks are always going to be something they're going to attempt to do, but we can't allow it to happen. I know that they have unleashed all of their hardened criminals in all of these other countries they're working with against America that helped them escape the election in 2020. You unleash their hardened criminals, they're bringing them into America for the time that they know that it's going to be when the patriots are going to take them down, and they're going to unleash them, and they're going to try to go door to door and intimidate humanity. But I believe right now we will not succeed. God is coming.
All right, now, this is where you have to be careful again. The question is, people say, why is it that now so many people are taking the jab?
Because they've been indoctrinated to defer to authorities and experts who are these hidden Luciferian bloodline creatures behind the curtain. That's why.
Why
decade after decade.
No, why are they taking the jab?
Indoctrination.
Why are they taking the jab? In other words, they're taking the jab. It is their demise. They're in. They're going to die.
Well, that's the intent. We'll see what God has to say about that as well.
Well, we have to look at...
He's not going to correct that either. I think he's going to
correct
that.
Roxanne, I think, Joe, I think we have to look at the fact of how many people really believe in Jesus Christ and really have faith in him and the power and authority you have through him. How many people really know what they've got? I don't. I wish I did. I'd be exercised. I'd be sending. Well, I do pray for war and angels to go against them, but I don't say go out there and chop their heads off. I don't tell them to do that. You just go do your job. But
what I'm saying here is you need to have a focus. And the focus is whoever you see, whoever you talk to, whatever you do, then you have to keep the focus of don't take the jab. Because it's just not a virus. It changed your entire DNA.
It is a pandemic. The vaccine is a pandemic. That's the whole idea.
Okay. Yes. Number one, there is no pandemic.
Well, I know. It's not a pandemic. The vaccine is the true virus, if you will. That is the true way they're going to kill us.
There is no vaccine.
No, it's not a vaccine either. It is a way to kill us.
It is a means by which it will convert your DNA.
Yes, that's what they're always asking.
The point here being here is that we're doing, and we're talking and not losing the focus of looking at cold, hard facts with a cold, hard look. This will change your DNA and follow you into the other world.
You'll be part of them.
Now, what do we do? What we can do is that we discuss it from this point of view. Don't take the jab. Whatever you do, don't take the jab.
It's how Revelations 13, folks. Revelations 13. I'm convinced of it. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, look, here. Fry's Food is going to now, which is Kroger, is going to mandate. That's what all the people I talk to, I have a couple of friends that work for program, where they mandate take the jab or quit.
Yeah, good old Charles Keating and Larry Mizell, and they took over Kroger with Michael Milliken.
Okay, the point is, don't lose the focus. What do you do if you are an employee and you have a family that's dependent upon food and rent and to pay for your life in your house? What do you do? How much is your life worth?
Now remember what the Bible says in Revelations, can't buy, 13, you can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast, which it does have a chip in there, but look at this.
You and Stu, and myself, what are you going to do if it says you have to have a passport to come into Kroger's or Fry's to buy food, which means you have to have the jab?
You got a very good point, Joe.
But that's the reality that we must look at. And here's what I came to.
We become self-sufficient. That's what we do. We become self-sufficient. And we tell them to take their jab and shut it right where the sun's going to shine.
Let me tell you,
this is what we need to do. That's what we should do as God's humanity. We are free. We are created to be free. They can't mandate anything to us. They can't tell us to do anything, much less fire us. We get together. We stand firm. And we tell them no. That's what we do.
All right, now, you're saying what should be done, but what is actually happening is that people are taking the jab.
Sadly, yes, unfortunately, a choice they've made.
All right, now, here's the point that I'm making. If you present them with a reality that they can work with and hang on to and hang their hat on to, you tell them this. If you take the jab, within 5 years, you're going to be dead.
Yeah, show them the blood work of what happens when they get that jab. It's completely...
With the jab, you will be dead. Then that helps them make the decision as to whether to say no or yes.
Oh,
because
absolutely.
They know if they take that jab, they're going to die.
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely right.
What I'm getting at, we have to find words, because words are important. Words are important because when you get into platitudes and things like that, that's okay. But right now what we have to do is to be very cold-hearted, very stern, which means to say to them, if you take the jab, you will die. And here is the evidence. Go look at this up. Go do the research on it, and you will see that if you take that jab, even though you're trying to feed your family, and you may not have a place to stay in the next few months, if you tell them no, in 5 years, you're going to be dead if you take the jab. And that you can then make a decision to say no.
No.
Absolutely. I agree. 100%.
I believe this is Revelation 13, okay? It's supposed to kill a lot of people. We got the plagues, we got the diseases, we got all the stuff going to smack us, and it's doing it now. And, you know, through CERN, Super Spook Otis Johnson told me that they looked in CERN, the NSA did, and he said that they saw a big fireball six times the size of planet Earth hit us sometime between late 2021 and 2025. And I said, what do you mean? He said, it's a big fireball, comes around the sun. It's six times the size of the Earth. It smacks Earth. It's the end of the planet. He says, isn't that what God said? He's going to create a new heaven and a new Earth. I said, yeah. He said, we'll expect that. I said, well, when do you think it's going to happen? He said, probably towards the latter part, towards 2025. He said, in the meantime, they saw two other stars hit planet Earth. It's called Wormwood. It's in the book of Revelations. And there's a sister star of Wormwood. And he saw them come around so fast that they could not stop them, and they hit the planet. Because they can send their flying saucers out there and put these little mini rockets on it and divert the planet and the planets as they're coming in towards Earth. And they moved quite a few of them, whether people understand or not. They started doing around 2006, I believe it was, with the first couple big ones that they sent between Moon and Earth. But that's the point that he said. These would be events that would take place to, and he says, and he believed in the book of Revelations. He believed in Jesus Christ, even though he was a super spook. Did things for the government he thought he was doing for mankind, and it turned out to be he was doing it for these damn fallen angels who were human-possessed. They possess human beings. There's 200,000 registered at the NSA. I said, if there's 200,000, that means all the world leaders are possessed. He goes, no, Stu, not all of them. He says their aides are. That's how they influence them. Go ahead, Joe. Do you want to pick it up?
Again, it is the idea to try to help people that the decision that they're going to make is a very, very difficult decision to make because it influences. If I'm the head of the household and I'm the breadwinner, what am I going to do if I say no to these guys? Then I look at my children and they don't have enough food to eat or a roof over their head or be able to go to see a doctor when they're sick, because that's what that guy has to do or that gal has to do. She has to make her decision on that basis, and you have to give them words that they can work with to help them make that decision. And the closest that I have found so far in talking to people is to tell them the cold-hearted fact. The cold-hearted fact is that if you take the jab in 5 years, you will be dead.
Yep. But we've got a lot
of... And just show them the blood work of what happens to their blood when they get that vaccine. That'll tell them all they need to know right then and there. Completely, it changes everything.
Now, we've got big events. We've got all these huge events, and we're up against this demonic power and these 12 disciples of Satan, they call them, Rockefeller, Rothschild, Mizell, Ansar Ben Sheri, Rockefeller, Rothschild, Bill Gates.
Yeah, I've seen David Rockefeller's face in the clouds. I've seen his evil face looming over Sidney Powell in Washington, D.C.,
but Ansar Ben Sheri, the head rabbi in Israel, Patrick Wu of China, Pope Benedict that resigned over his pedophilia in Germany, these are the ones that are pretty much in the control box of the money. And in 1981, folks, and I repeated this a lot, that the General Counting Office, that was a watchdog over the U.S. Congress, feeds them their numbers from Treasury, Comptroller of Currency, IRS, etc., said that 1% of the population in 1981, when George Bush arrived as Vice President of the United States, controlled 20% of the economy straight across the board. Those were the 12 disciples of Satan. In June of 2012, the General Accounting Office comes back with new numbers and says 400 men now control 95% of the U.S. economy, and said that, and of course, after the bank bailout it caused, Mizell went and bought the pension funds from J.P. Morgan, so he's got them. He's got about 44% of the pension funds through Great West Life, then through Fidelity Financial in Denver, Norman Brownstein, the other APEC director and CI counsel to Daddy Bush, controls 48% of the pension funds. And if you're watching Payless Shoes, the different companies that have gone bankrupt, they had moved the stock over there to where people were buying the stock. Of course, they match your stock. You know, you're working for them. They're controlling the economy. So they're going to match your stock. That's what they're doing. Then they bust your pension funds out. That's what's happening now. They're consolidating. I'm sitting here watching it. And they're just doing it right out in the open. Just like taking over the Federal Reserve, BlackRock, Blackstone, drug money from Silverado. They are in control.
Insidious. Yeah,
and there's very few of them. As far as I'm concerned, we could have a big party and have it over with in one day if the American people really understood the bigger picture. But I've also learned the power of God, and that's the power of prayer. When you pray for somebody's salvation, if they don't get on their hands and knees, God, and you continue doing it, God takes them out, period. I've seen it happen. Praying for somebody's salvation. I say to pray for the congressmen, the senators, the so-called president of the United States and vice president and all the other ones and all these different people running different agencies of our government and other governments of the world, and put a halt to it. If enough people would pray that. Remember, two or more come together in prayer. He says, I'm in your midst. And he
Absolutely.
Tells
Absolutely. More prayer can't be underestimated.
This is the war that we have. We have a tool, and prayer is the tool. The other tool, I carry it around in my pocket.
And as Jewel said, facts and numbers, and they can't be denied. What they're doing can't be denied. I mean, this is what they want. This is the plan. Everything's planned out hundreds, if not thousands, of years in advance. They can't do anything off the cuff. You know, they're not creative like God's humanity. They can't turn and pivot on a dime and change course, and they always have to go back to the same place over and over and over again, and they work.
Don't they want to kill two-thirds of humanity, Roxanne?
Oh, yeah. That's what they want.
And they want to chip us up, Joe. They want to change just like, you know, putting these different DNA in the vaccinations and creating half fish and half man that swims along the Oregon coast and screams down in the Gulf that they've got up there and in the summertime
yeah.
with the whales.
Everything they were doing way back when, they're doing now. They haven't stopped doing any of it.
No. They want to replace man. They want to get rid of us all. Why do they want to do that? They're destined. They know their destiny. It's about over with. The party's about over with for these guys. And they feel it coming. I know that they do, and they see it. They've got the end.
This time in history, yes, it is. It's God's preordained. It is a prophecy. And they know the Bible backwards and forwards. They study it, and they know these things. And although they know that their biblical prophecy has turned against them finally, because that's why God had to sit back and allow them to do the unthinkable things they've been doing to his most innocent ones. God could not do anything about it. God can do all things, but God can never and will never alter biblical prophecy. So he had to allow them to do these things. But now prophecy has turned against them. And they know it. But they're so indoctrinated, they're so entailed through mind control and all their multiple personalities, they can't see reality. So that's an advantage. They really can't see it coming because they don't want to see it coming.
Now,
and their addiction to adrenochrome and chrome and all the other things, pedophilia and all their black magic, gematria, symbolism, all the stuff they do that makes them stick out like a sore thumb.
Now, Joe.
They can't let go of.
Joe. Dispensationalism, they've done this intentionally with all the different books of the Bible, or not the different versions, and creating the Roman Catholic Church basically to control the Christians and stuff. Would you get into that a little bit?
Okay. First, I'm going to only deal with historical facts, not conjecture. Dispensationalism was brought about by the research of Ignatius of Loyola. Who is Ignatius of Loyola? Ignatius of Loyola was a, what you would call, a conservative Orthodox Jew, young man. Because of what the Catholic Church was doing with the Jews, either convert or you die, Torquemada. So what happened was, is that he formed a group because he went to what is called the Kahela. And they told them, go ahead and convert. But at nighttime, practice your Judaism. So he and six others formed what are called the Jesuits. To be a Jesuit early on, it was very helpful if you were of Jewish descent. Then you could become a Jesuit. So after they became powerful because they got what is called Spanish Jewish banker money and Holland banker Jewish money and founded the Jesuits. And because of the money and the being able to pay off things and contribute and things like that, the society became very powerful. The Catholic Church later on became under fire because of the misuse of dispensations that you could get for the forgiveness of your sin. If you pay so much amount of money, it's called indulgences, you will be forgiven of your sins. Give us, it's like the Jan and Paul Crouchers. It's like the other tele-evangelists. Give us your money and God's window of prosperity will open to you and you will be blessed. That was an indulgence. There was a man named Ezra Eben, who was appointed by Ignatius of Loyola and tried to find a means by which the church would not be blamed for this misuse. And they came up with what is called futurism. Now remember, this was like in the 16th century, way back when all of this was going on. All right, now fast forward, those biblical verses, etc., were put into a order by which it would relieve the Catholic Church of any responsibility concerning the indulgences. So later on, over the decades and the years, this was picked up and pushed. Now I'm going to make a big jump all the way up to more modern times. And the Seventh-day Adventist and Ellen White, who started the Seventh-day Adventists. And they picked up this dispensationalism, this futurism, and put their stuff on the roof. They're going to be raptured up, and we're going to get out of here. Nothing happened, so therefore, a lot of people left. Ellen White and others, but they continued on and made the Seventh-day Adventists. Then that was went further down the road to the time of a guy by the name of Scofield. And he wrote what is called the Scofield Bible. But he was a con artist and a criminal, and it was not he who wrote the Scofield Bible. In other words, all it is just the King James Version of the Bible, and they put and take out words and make statements concerning biblical verses that add up to prophecy. It was a council of six. All of them were Jewish. And it was Oxford Press and the rabbis that got together and produced what would be called the Scofield Bible. And today, that is what you call your Assemblies of God, Southern Baptist Convention, General Baptist Convention, and dispensationalism out of Dallas Theological Seminary, Pasadena Theological Seminary, all came about because of dispensationalism. Its one purpose was to allow the Jews to refind Israel. And there you have it. That's dispensationalism.
Now, Joe, it's pretty much known that in time, and Roxanne, that the Antichrist is going to be on the scene, which he is now, I believe. His minions, his goons, fallen angels. I mean, whether it's going to be one person that's going to stand up, everybody's going to worship him or what, who knows. I don't know. Because a lot of things have changed, but there's a lot of things that are being fulfilled right now, except in a different way. Like this jab. This is Revelation 13. It's a mark of the beast. We're seeing all kinds of stuff, but we're seeing Wi-Fi, G5, cranked up, killing people, causing rashes on the skin of people, cause them to be mind-controlled. And they get some of this new DNA. Joe, if you or Roxanne, I believe, could both touch on this. The DNA that's in these chips, or these shots, the vaccination that they're giving them, actually changes their DNA and their way of thinking, makes them probably evil. Would that be a fair statement?
Okay, here's what I try to get people to see. Dispensationalism is not God revealed. It is not God revealed. It was not given by God to man to say this. It was a man-made.
Mm-hmm.
Not God-made, man-made.
That's all religion.
That is a very important statement. It is not God-made. It is man-made. And its purpose was to bring about the founding of the state of Israel.
You want to comment any, Roxanne?
No, I'm listening. I'm learning as we go here. It probably has to do with the building of the third temple in Israel and the Zionists and their endeavors.
Have they actually built the temple now?
It'll go off into a rabbit hole here.
Okay.
First of all, 80% of the inhabitants of Israel, 80% are called Ashkenaz. They're called European Jews.
Good point.
And the man who pointed this out was Benjamin Friedman, when he called the Jew so-called self-styled. So-called self-styled. In other words, the word Jew is a made-up Yiddish word, not a Hebrew word, a Yiddish word, using low German sounds and Hebrew letters.
Are from the chosen people, in other words.
In other words, they are not the chosen people.
Exactly.
Who are they? Who are they? Without a doubt, it's accepted now in Israel. It's accepted now in Israel. And I agree with them about making statements on this. These Jews trace their ancestry not back to Shem. They trace their ancestry back to Japheth. They are what we call Khazars, an inhabited group of people around the Caspian Sea, which developed into an empire, but then broke up. And those Khazars became very influential. Today, it is called Black Nobility. The Guelphs of Italy, big, big bankers. They're the ones that founded the city-state of Venice, Italy, and Genoa. Those people became the bankers. Now, I'm not including on this those that are the real descendants of the Hebrews, which happen to be the Palestinians.
That's right. Now, there's a professor. There was a Harvard professor, I think he was, over in Israel. Aaron Ehrlich, and he did an excellent piece where he did a 5-year study on the DNA genetics of trying to find the true Hebrew bloodline. And he said that, 92 or some percent of those in Palestine...
80%.
Okay, of those in Palestine have the true Hebrew bloodline, whereas those in Israel, it was way up in the 90s, I think, are from where Joe said, Khazar, the Khazarians.
All right, now let me interrupt you here. This is why, if you want to get a layout, you have to go to the Veterans Today, and Stu is very familiar with Veterans of Today, but he has a friend there by the name of Preston James.
The rest of it's all disinformation website, I guarantee you. Him, but Gordon Duff, a.k.a. Bob Footy, CIA.
We're not going down that.
But Preston James. Preston has some articles up there. You got to punch him in under author. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, just do what Stu said. You go and you read, and he will. He is the one that absolutely unequivocally hit the target.
Yeah, he hit it. I think it's. You could put Preston James up on StuWeb.com. Might come up in the search box, folks.
Okay, so now I didn't provide. I just passed this on. It is a refocusing. If you don't understand the structure of the adversary, how can you deal with them?
How can you fight him spiritually?
How can you make a statement to a person in real time, real life, that has to tell his boss yes or no about the jab, and he's not going to have enough money to take care of his family?
I would ask this question, Roxanne and Joe. It really comes back to each and every one of us, what our beliefs are today. And believe me, if you're not relying on Jesus Christ, you're in trouble. Would that be a fair statement, Joe?
Well, I want to keep to the theme of how to focus on the adversary, to keep that focus, because then you can't make statements to people that are going to be helpful.
There you go.
You're just going to give them generalizations that they can't hang their hat on, but they have to make a life decision. And so... Preston James is a guy that will lay it out for you. Read about, there's a whole bunch of articles that he wrote. Just read those articles, and that will help your focusness. Then that will tell you what to say, what not to say, and how to say. That's the most important thing.
I'll try to put his article or a link to his articles up with this radio program.
Now, that takes us now then up to, and this is how I said to, because I've had to go through it, let's take Stu as an example. Stu's old house that he was living in, he had to move because his father, who was paying for part of the rent, had to be put into a rest home. Stu had no place to go. What do you do when, in 1 week from now, when you get into your car and pull out of the driveway, you have no place to go? And you just have a little bit of money for food. What do you do? And this is where many people, Stu put up a couple that were retired Navy that had become debilitated and were on the move. Where do they go? In Los Angeles County, there are 68,000 homeless. No place to go.
Sleeping under bridges.
That's a good question about this so-called pandemic. Is why are the homeless not dying? Why are they doing okay? Living in the streets? They're not dying. It's so-called COVID. Well, people need to be asking themselves that question before they go in there and accept the vaccine.
That's a very good statement.
The point that I'm saying here is people are having to make a life's decision. They're going to be put into a very rough place. And how do you continue on in this rough place? So, going back and getting the proper focus, 80% of the land in Israel is owned by the Rothschilds. 80%. Why is that important? Because it leads to, and I tell people, go listen to Barbara Spector Lerner, because she tells you exactly who is pushing this immigration from the third world to the first world. That then brings the focus down. Where you have in Paris, in France now, there are small towns that you cannot go into, the police cannot go into, the army cannot go into, because it is controlled by the Middle Eastern drug cartels.
Man, that's just such a disappointment. My mother's from France. She would just be just devastated to know that. But that's what happened to her country.
And the people, I was behind what is called the Yellow Vest. Go get them.
Oh, yeah.
They closed down the freeways. And this lady was asked, why are you out here protesting? She pulled up her pants to show her ankles. I have no money to buy socks.
Now, Joe, we have overinflation kicking in. We've got property prices that have been intentionally yanked up all across this nation. I mean, about 25% average, I think, in the past year. Everything's coming to a big head to where people aren't going to be able to afford to buy food to eat, even if they have the chip, the mark, the vaccination. They're not going to have the money because of the amount of homeless being created all across this country and the way they're devastating through, I call it, weather wars. HARP. And it was intentionally designed to do this, to kill off big masses, just like I use Otis a lot because he's dead. He was killed because him and General Flynn were trying to bust Hillary Clinton, folks, and that prosecutor, that fake dossier on Trump.
Yeah.
Here is the point. He told me a hell of a lot, risked his life doing it too, but he was a good guy. He lived in Christ. As he said, Stu, I did things for my government. He says, I wouldn't have done if I knew that it was being done for the evil Bushes and your ex-in-law. And that thing that lived in him for thousands of years. But he told me, he says, this planet is cooked. He says, it is going to be toast one of these days in such a big way. But he says they're going to do weather wars and they're going to kill mass amounts of population. And sure enough, Springfield, Missouri down there, Joplin gets hit with a tornado. 8 out of 10 people disappear. They find paperwork from one side of the Missouri state line, basically, southwest west corner of Missouri, over to the northeast corner towards St. Louis. They find paper in people's backyards that belong to people in Joplin. They got hit. Now, that was a few years back. Wiped out a huge mass. Then in Florida here 2-3 years ago, wiped out down there in the Gulf of Mexico, and wiped out 80,000 people, disappeared, unaccounted for. He said, I said, when he hit Joplin down there, I said, Otis, that was harp. It was counterclockwise. Watch the storms. Normal storms go clockwise in rotation. Counterclockwise is harp. It comes back and bites you from the southeast.
And Hamp. Harp and Hamp. Hamp is a barge they place off the coastline of the areas they're trying to target.
Well, this is weather wars where they're going to take out huge populations, so we have to watch for this as well. But go ahead, Roxanne.
I think that's what NASA is. I think NASA is a weather manipulation center, not a space exploration center. That's just my opinion. That's what I believe.
Well, I know the HAARP control box was underneath supposedly Denver International Airport, between that and the Aurora Airport out there, the Air Force, but Gene Chip Tatum told me it was underneath Colorado Springs. I know
there's
you're listening,
a huge summit in Colorado.
All right, those are called HAARPs. They heat the ionosphere and then they manipulate the jet airstream. For you people out there that are listening to this, go to geoengineering.com. Geoengineeringwatch.com.
He's one of the top experts, believe me. Dane Wigginton, he's very good, folks.
All right, For those of you that live out in California and other places, Lake Shasta is a mud hole. Lake Shasta is a mud hole. There is an absolute, if you want to call it a pandemic, but it's man-made, drought in the West.
Does anybody notice the jet stream comes down and pounds Southern California, goes across, pounds Arizona, comes across, pounds the Midwest? It looks like a state running from the south to the north. It'll come down out of HAARP, out of Alaska, come down along the west coast like it was doing last year and just pounding them with rain for, what was it, 3 or 4 weeks in California, ruined the crops. And then all of a sudden it cut across to Arizona, came back up, and it's running north and south. Across or southwest and northeast across the United States, nice and slow with counter rotations. That's HAARP. That's a snake. Look on your weather channel. Look at your local weather and look at the jet stream. It's the key. It's the key. They've been able to manipulate it since 2006.
People can't grasp it because they've always believed that the weather has just been in God's purview and only God's purview. But this again is Lucifer imitating God, trying to pretend to be God, and then hoping that the people will blame God and let pay themselves the responsible for it. This is all right. Go back to the evil one, of course.
Let's save some time here. Go to geoengineeringwatch.com, and it is not God punishing people.
Exactly.
It is a group of globalists that are going to eliminate the population of the United States within 5 years, 2005, down to 100 million. How? Through the jab.
That's just one of the ways. Remember, they're going to get rid of us through the HAARP, the storms, different stuff. But it comes down to one thing. Look, if they can read our mind, these are fallen angels, and I explained earlier how he was reading Ed Slade's mind. We talked about this, Joel and Roxanne. They're able to read our minds. They're able to know. They're able to control us with 5G and Wi-Fi and crank up stuff and put it in your brain and do all the other stuff. Don't they really have most mankind party expression cluster fucked down here on the planet? And if you don't have the power of God, and the only way you get the power of God is get on your hands and knees, start confessing your sin, and start praying for your own salvation. That's where you get the power of God. He'll come into your life. Believe me. He'll start showing you things. But his power and authority. Joel's a prayer warrior. I won't even talk about how deep he's gone. But he gets deep. And I got in a cat fight one time. And I'm explaining to him, I said, a cat fight where I was praying for two women's salvation. It was over my father in the nursing home. And God brought him right out of the situation. But oh my God, it was 16, 18 hours of solid prayer. I couldn't even sleep. I was rolling all night long. Seeing cats in my face. These were tigers, lions type thing. But Joe, he goes around experiencing this consistently because he's a massive prayer warrior. Isn't this what we need? Isn't this what we need, Roxanne? Joe?
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree.
All right. Now, this is where we get down to what tools, what are the little tiny things that you can do that can possibly clear the way for you to survive for one more day. And if you go to Hebrews 9, verse 13, it states by Paul that Jesus took his blood into the inner of the inner of God's heavenly temple as an insurance policy. His blood. We can call upon that blood, but you have to be a believer in Jesus for it to work. And you can call that blood down and dome, or whatever words you want to use, a situation.
Or
Stu has a friend named Joe, many years ago when I met Stu. He was a UFON specialist. And he got confessed that one of the things that he found with the people that were having abduction problems with these little grays, that if they prayed the blood of Jesus Christ, they left. What does that tell you about the little grays? They are the fallen angel alien agents.
Absolutely. I believe that there was a priest in the 50s who figured that out as well, who told some of the people that claimed to have been numerously abducted and asked them, first of all, if these beings had ever spoken to them in a language they could understand, and if they did they ever mention a higher being? And they said, well, they sort of danced around it, but never said anything in particular. So this priest told them next time they get abducted, if it happens again, to just mention the name of Jesus Christ and see what happens. And, of course, when that happened, they disappeared. They were back down to where they had been abducted, and there was no longer any spaceship or any so-called aliens. They just completely disappeared. Just at the mere mention of the name Jesus Christ.
What this tells you now, two things have been given to the listeners of how to deal with some life situation. Number one, those of you that have to make the big life decision about taking the shot or not taking the shot. That if you do take the shot, 5 years from now, you have a great possibility of not being here. Number two, you've been given that you can call upon the blood to help you in these little situations, to bind or loose a situation to help you wiggle through to the other side to survive for one more day. And you can use that now.
It might be good to warn them also not to take the flu shot after they've already taken the jab. Not to take the flu shot because that's just going to make everything blow up entirely and it'll kill them that much faster. I mean, both things are going to be deadly, but if you take the flu shot on top of it, that's going to be a surefire quickening to their end. And again, they're indoctrinated to trust their doctors, especially the elderly people. If they're subjected to it for the longest period of time, and they're the ones that are law-abiding and they should do things the right way, and they're susceptible to this because of that, and they're very easily misled. and trusting of their doctors automatically.
You know, this morning I saw Roxanne on the local news where they were doing some university here, a health center, and they jabbed about 600 kids. And we're showing one mother, you know, one mother, she's a fairly attractive woman. She's got four kids, all kind of cute girls, and the whole bit from 10 to 5. And she's got all four of them in there, and she's getting them jabbed. And she's saying, I did it for humanity. I did it for the betterment of humanity. And if something happens, and she says if something happens and there's a you know, what do you call it? She said something happens and there's a, you know, something happens to one of my children from doing it.
Yeah.
She said, then I'll deal with that when that happens. I thought, you're sacrificing your own kid to Satan?
Well, it takes too much effort to do any research. It's easier just to adhere to what they're told by the media. You know, it's sad, but it's really disheartening that humanity has just, you know, got to this point. It's very, very disheartening.
Now, Roxanne.
Okay, now, hold on. This is the point that I'm saying here and getting across to people. What can be done? What you have to do is, in sound bites, maybe you might be with a person that I had a guy about a week ago ask me, should I take the jab? And I said, absolutely not. But I had the facts that backed me up. So go to Dr. Tim Penny. I met with this, if you can find her, because they bumped her off.
I've got a bunch of her stuff saved, so they can't get rid of what I've saved of her. I do this as well. I pass out the information I've saved. I have my husband saved, but they can't, YouTube can't take down and remove, so I always have it to be able to send it back out.
What you do is to have a little sound bite for people that you can tell them within 25 seconds what to do, and to have them something.
Hey, go take the jab. You die in 5 years, dumb fuck. Excuse me.
So the point here is, and everyone knows Jesus Christ. So that's what you want to do right now on tools of how to deal with tomorrow. What do I do?
Yeah, I agree.
All right,
okay, real quick, Joe, before you take off, give us your last words.
Well,
it doesn't have to be 1 minute, you can do 2 or 3 minutes. You need to take the time you need to set the show completely close. Both of you.
If you want to get, you have to first have who is the adversary. Go to Preston James, he gives it to you. He tells you.
I'll hook the link up on it, Joe, with this program, but go ahead.
And you go over to Veterans Today, punch in Dr. Preston James, and start reading his articles. That will help orient you. Remember, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you can call upon the blood. Hebrews 9:13. And then remember, if you do take the jab, and remember, Dr. Mekovitz worked directly with this program. He said, you will die. You won't last 5 years. So keep that in mind when you have to face that reality. If I say, okay, I'm going to take the jab because I want to feed my kids, 5 years from now, I'm going to be dead. Then the last thing is to keep in mind, there's a couple of other things, but I don't want to go down the rabbit trail on that. So that's it.
Roxanne, what are your last words?
I totally concur with Joel's words. I think we just need to use the tools we have as concisely as possible to help people to see clearly the mistakes they will make if they allow themselves to take this vaccine, to know the enemy, to do what needs to be done, to do our own research as well.
Now, Joel, the power of prayer is very powerful. Do you want to lead us in prayer?
All right. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you at this time for you to dome us with your blood so that we can survive for one more day and be an effective prayer warrior. And that we can take care of tomorrow according to your will. Amen.
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 Roxanne. Thank you, Roxanne.
And, you're welcome. And thank you said, very much for the opportunity, Joe. Thanks, I've learned a great deal. I've taken notes. I'll be doing some things on my end. I appreciate it. And thank you, Stu, again, for the opportunity. And I wish you both the best. God bless you both.
And God bless you both. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Roxanne.
Okay.